Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Oh, God.
What if I killed you?
God, the other day I looked so McGonagall, and I was like, oh.
You know what? You keep laughing. You do look like Hagrid.
Okay, can I ask you a serious question, though?
Of course.
So, this is the thing that always gets me about women wearing makeup, and then you meet them in real life, and they don't look the same.
Sorry.
So, how do you feel about going on a date with somebody where you're like...
I don't go on dates, okay. So I don't really worry about it.
Somebody who dates guys, or whatever, you show up, and you don't look like you do in your picture. Isn't that like a lie? Isn't that like your
lie in real life too, so it's kind of just a part of
That's not my point. If a guy takes a picture he's on Grindr, and in the background is like a Mercedes, so that implies that he's rich, right? And then you get there, and
the
it's like
that
that's not my Mercedes.
Well, I mean, the thing,
how much
though,
makeup
about,
is a lie?
I just
so,
don't.
This is a liar.
So that kind of thing, like I don't any actually any of the stuff that I don't have makeup on right now, but any of the stuff we have on, I feel like is not. I feel like when you start to shape shift, some people will contour in such a way.
Conspiracies. Here we
go.
Yeah.
Well, some people will, like, there's very good makeup artists that they can make their face look like different celebrities and stuff like that.
Lizard
just by
people.
Contouring. I think that's more in that category when you change the shape of your face with makeup. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's different. Then maybe just putting some eyeliner on or like that's not.
Yeah, but men also need to freaking chill out because.
Please, please school me. I don't understand makeup at all, so I don't know.
Great.
Are you wearing makeup now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
And
I'm not, so I don't know anything about it.
I think that some guys will take it too extreme with the whole, oh, take her swimming on the first date. So you know what she really looks like? Oh, that's not
Oh,
natural.
My God. Is that a thing?
Yes. Uh-huh. Men need to realize.
Like shower them down to get rid of all the makeup so they know what they really look
like.
Yeah, like
when you're wet and drenched like a rat. I'm not saying you specifically. I'm saying all of us.
Everybody.
Do you go swimming on the first date often?
I take men swimming on the first date so that I know that, and then
they
I
can swim.
And then I
they can
because
swim.
Then I pretend
you might
to drown. I pretend to drown
to see if they can save you.
To see if they can save me. If they can't save me, it's an out. Because if we are in a flood or some kind of natural disaster, I need to be with him. Like I need to be able to just go limp.
What if he? What if
I need him to save me?
What if he sacrifices his life to save you?
Then as he should.
Okay, there you go. He's a keeper. Is he a keeper?
As he should. Like Jack and Rose. Like I need the whole door to myself.
The door.
You can swim. You can swim.
Apparently you can't.
Get out of my face with that. I need you to go.
No, I think guys like it when women wear makeup. But guys don't understand the amount of effort.
Some guys realize.
Could you hit that mic more? Possibly.
I'm gesticulating.
She's boxing. Whoa, what was that word? I don't like.
Gesticulating. That's a good word.
I'm gesticulating because
I'm sorry.
You look so Hagrid today. I'm using that. I'm going to use that. That is awesome.
I'm going to put it on a sticker.
Just one podcast where it doesn't divulge into just me absolutely getting bullied for words that I'm making up.
Go on with what you're saying.
But when you make up words, it makes us money.
Oh, yeah. Tens of dollars.
By the way, if you're hearing this part, because I don't know if she's going to cut this part out or not, but
most
we do have merch on Redbubble.
Yeah, I make merch. I'm currently wearing some.
Abby is a graphic designer, and she has designed
very good one.
Some merch around some catchphrases that are catching on.
Yes, yes, very good one.
And they're beautiful, beautiful designs.
I'm nervous. She's having eye twitches over there.
Why is your hand shaking?
I don't know how to accept compliments.
And Abby's very beautiful and kind.
I'm going to jump out the
window.
Genuine.
She worked 10 days last week
fun.
In a row.
Oh, my God.
She's a hard worker.
And a
don't
good
worry.
Kisser.
Oh, no.
Yep, everybody.
Zoe would know.
Who knows? Zoe would know.
Zoe would know.
It's all right.
Well, I think guys like makeup, but they don't understand it. So whatever you guys want to do, go for it, because it's all a mystery.
Smart guys understand that women will not naturally have, like, sparkly eyelids. Like, you know.
I do.
I think it's cool, though.
It's
neat.
Kind of like a fun way of self-expression.
Yeah. And it's a way to draw attention to certain parts of your face and take attention
away.
You
know how in, like, the wild,
but when it
like,
gets into, the lying part, like you were talking
like
about,
different
that
face
seems
shapes.
Like,
yeah, I get that. Well, and Zoe, I think what you were kind of saying earlier is that sometimes the same guys who are like, oh yeah, you like you should just be all natural and stuff like that because that's what
all
guys
natural.
Like. Then when you do, when you do show them all natural, they're like, oh, like
hideous.
You look tired. You look sick. Well,
Nosferatu. Cover that up. Cover that up.
Most guys, if you show them a picture of women with like light makeup, like
they think that
blush,
that's
they'll be
what
like,
it
oh,
is.
Yeah,
that's natural.
Makeup.
Yeah, they think that's it.
It's like, no, that's makeup too.
You know,
they got that monkey brain.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Sure.
Isn't that what you've been doing?
Do women wear makeup for men or do they wear
not
makeup
just, no.
for other women?
It's for me. Oh, I do it for the girls.
To compete with other women?
It can just be also if you are kind of, I know for me, if I've been feeling down lately or start to kind of, you know, just be I'm a little depressive, mm-hmm. I'll sometimes do that just to make myself feel better. Like even if I'm just in the house
I do
and
that
I'm not
when
really
I,
going out
I'll
anywhere.
I'll like comb my hair up so it's sticking straight up in the air and then I make funny faces in the mirror and it makes me feel better. It does.
Yeah, it's kind of like
so
that.
So that's basically exactly what women do. Yeah,
they look like alfalfa. That's great. Nobody's going to get that reference.
I get it.
No, I think Abby. Yeah, you can say something about it because you have a like kind of a trademarked like.
I like
I'm
your look.
Emo.
Are you?
I don't know what I am.
Are you emo?
I would just consider myself, I guess, alternative because I don't really fit and like I don't act. Emo sometimes
we should do this is body standards and makeup. This is a great episode. I'm sorry. I'm loving this. I want to I'm learning. I want to learn
went on a, down a great tangent.
I want to learn more about this. So people just put makeup on their face or do they ever put it on their like arms or hands or
I used
toes
to do my entire face with eyeliner like,
down to
like to
here.
Oh yeah, no. She would because she
to
would
do my whole face. I would do like
stars and
like
stuff
to your neck.
No,
nobody does their neck. You did that
some
to make me.
Do
oh,
Ronnie
look at her.
Radke.
Great. Nope. She's gonna crap on my sofa. She's laughing so
She's
hard.
Gonna crap on my sofa.
Are you okay?
No, I was just gonna.
Depends.
I was gonna
get
say.
It. See, it's a peeing your own. Peeing
I
your
was
own
gonna say.
Check.
I was Depends. Telling the truth. I've seen women like contour like
yeah,
this
that's true.
Part.
Oh
of their
yeah, like their
cleavage. The cleavage.
Yeah. No. I yeah.
Like I've in the movies they'll put like a little bit of like. What's the stuff that looks like flour? Foundation?
Cocaine?
No.
Kate Moss? Are we back on Kate Moss?
The flour, it's
what's
setting
the,
powder.
To make stuff not shiny? Is that what that does?
Like
yes, to make it matte. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like shiny makeup.
I do
like
too.
The makeup trends have changed so much. I like seeing like how people were doing the makeup like in the 70s versus 80s. And I think things used to be very like matte, like decade.
Welcome to The Ultimate Unwind. This is Grego, my Lego. No rush here. Just building, relaxing, and talking Lego. Subscribe now to Grego, my Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story.
Or two ago, like, you know, you wanted like no shininess at all. And now, like modern days, like the most attractive woman in the room is the wettest woman in the room.
Okay. Oh, well, it'd like, be like that sometimes.
Like, like you're very shiny. Like you look very dewy. You need to look like you're like drenched.
Sweating.
Oh, let's go.
I have that look naturally because I'm just sweating a lot.
I'm serious. Like we went from matte to glistening.
Yeah.
Abby was sweating at work. I could tell.
Yeah, I was dying.
It was 86 degrees.
It was.
Really?
In the kitchen, yeah. Oh, but I was going to say, yeah, because I did pin up makeup for a while because I did pin up. I was in the parade the one time, and so yeah, trying to learn that makeup is very different. And then even the hair, like trying to do the victory rolls and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
way different.
I need pictures of this.
Yeah, that's
pictures of this.
But you're right though. You can tell, like you could see a picture of a woman and she looks a particular way, and you're like, that's from the 70s.
Yeah,
I never really like.
Do you remember
like what you did there with your eyes that are going out? What's
the
that
wing?
Called?
It's
called
like
the wing.
Cat eye or a wing?
Cat eye. I've heard of cat eye. That was a big thing, and then it went away, and now it's back.
So like in the 60s and stuff, it was all about kind of like. rounded eyes and then they kind of were like we want them to be like longer like that way and I will like try to recreate makeup from like different eras sometimes so like I watched the Led Zeppelin movie recently and I was looking up a bunch of like 70s makeup on Pinterest and for a couple days like that's all I would do is I would do they did like a cut crease and like their colors.
What's a cut crease?
I actually just learned what this was. It's kind of like a very noticeable like line that follows the contour
on
of the
on the lid eyelid.
God, is anyone, guys does are, anyone no, think I this understand. Is interesting?
You guys are all talking about stuff that's fascinating to guys because we never learn any of this stuff. We never have any of these conversations.
Men,
I know nothing
can
about
teach
it.
You a lot more.
Okay. You're just twiddling.
She just trailed off.
About love.
About... Yeah,
pumpkins. Well,
so yeah. Another thing you were talking about how they, you know, in the past, like none of the shine or anything like that. And if you notice in older movies, women when they wanted to go to the bathroom, they would say, "Oh, I'm gonna go powder my nose
to
make
get
it
rid
not
of the shine."
Shiny.
Yeah, because the shine comes in when you sweat.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So
but
it was,
now women like
they
all
want
these
now women sweat all the time.
Like,
they want to be the wettest woman in the room.
Oh, yeah. So like,
that's what I
hey, look, you have makeup right there.
I do. Oh, actually, no, that's my tattoo.
Oh, that's your tat.
I have a tattoo.
Which is actually a look that I prefer. Like, I like shiny. I like to look shiny.
Your cheeks look kind of like reflective.
Yes,
is that something
that's on
you're,
purpose.
You're putting something on there?
Well, actually, my cheeks are actually naturally like that because I have like.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. You know what? This is all natural.
Okay, dumb question. Has everybody seen The Substance?
Yeah, well,
yes,
I've seen
it. Not too scared.
Have you all? You've all seen it? Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a scene, spoiler, there's a scene like near the end when the lady's getting ready to go out on a date. And she puts her makeup on.
Oh, yeah.
And then she sees her younger version and then she goes back and redoes her makeup.
Yeah.
And then she goes out to go out again. And then at the end, she like scrubs it off of her face and all that. So is that like a thing? Like you redo it over and over?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's very frustrating.
Do you have to start from scratch?
Yeah.
Because it's layers like a Van Gogh painting.
I get so angry when I look in the mirror and my like wings
don't match. Yeah.
I fly into a rage. I fly into a rage. Do not be around me when I'm trying to do makeup and I'm trying to do my
mess.
I will find you. If you're in my home and I'm doing makeup, you're like minding your business or something, reading a book. You're going to hear footsteps coming towards you. You're going to see me with a full face of makeup, except my eyeliner's a little bit off. I'm going to beat you, okay?
I like the way this is heading.
If there are any men out there who want to be my boyfriend, I will beat you. I'm an abusive girlfriend.
Not anymore.
Well, there's some people.
They've
into
all
that.
Tuned out or
I
run away.
You
might get a certain
She's
going to
get like a fan mail.
I'm going to beat you up, okay? Listen, I'm a provider. I'm a provider wife, but I am abusive.
She's taking on the
you
role.
You don't even like bacon.
She's taking on the.
Who would date you? You don't even like bacon.
I do like bacon.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
You're taking on the role of like older.
Oh, yeah.
Like the wife beaters.
Trophy wife?
Listen.
What are we going? Where are
when
we going
when I wake
on this?
Up and walk into the kitchen, you better have coffee ready for me or I will beat you up. When I come home at night, God. You better have dinner on the table. I will beat you. Okay?
Listen. So wait, and you're, so you're single?
Oh my God.
Is that what, okay.
He's like, huh, I wonder,
yeah.
I wonder why.
I can put that puzzle. I've solved the puzzle. I can tell
but
why.
No, why does no one want to date me?
I think you just answered your own question.
Chug.
Because you beat them. No, it's fascinating from a guy's perspective because we literally get up in the morning and brush our teeth and do our and comb
our
hair
noticed.
And leave.
Yeah.
And there's nothing else.
I've noticed you've not done anything.
Nothing required.
I've noticed because men, I don't find you very attractive. Okay.
I think you've answered your other earlier question now. There you go. But it's fascinating when women complain about like going on dates and having to get ready.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like that's right over our heads. We're like, what? You just show up.
Well,
what do you mean?
Guys,
what do you mean it took an hour and a half to get ready for a date?
The bar is in hell for men.
So guys do get ready too. Like,
the bar is in hell for men. What do you mean?
The bar is in hell for men. And by that I mean there's a bar in hell. No, like...
and they serve
in terms of what?
So like for a first
there.
Date, would you like get max dutied up or would you shoot for the middle? Or would you like
go
all natural?
What
are you
the same as I always do.
In terms of what men bring to a relationship or to a first
no,
date.
No, no, no. I'm talking about what how do you present yourself in a first date? Do you max out the makeup? Do you max out the makeup or do
you
like just go with whatever you do every day? Abby does whatever she does every day.
It only takes me 10 minutes.
I only ever, whenever
no
my
minutes,
max
like
out is not even like, it's maybe my eyebrows done.
I like your lip tint.
Yeah, I've put on a lip more recently.
That's not your natural lip color?
No, this is.
Okay.
I don't have makeup on today, but, okay. but
ask. You were going
to
ask.
I
am fully
duty
up.
I used to do wings all the time, and I kind of want to try that again. But
I like your wings. They look good.
Thank you.
And I like your wings too. They look even.
She's
I don't know anything about any of this stuff.
I had to learn make.
It is fascinating, though. I hope you keep this in, seriously, because I think it's really interesting for guys. Because
we don't cut a lot of it out, but
maybe cutting out the part about you beating.
I'm gonna cut out the part about me being abusive.
No, I love it.
But then I'm just kidding. I'm not abusive, guys.
No, we know.
Allegedly.
I'm
not abusive.
Are you on Grindr?
I get beat.
We're not allowed on Grindr.
What is Grindr? Is that guys?
It's
just guys. Yeah. Guys dating other guys.
Yes.
Is that Grindr?
Yeah.
Okay, I should stop.
We're not allowed.
You're not allowed.
I go on.
What is the dating app? What's the main one?
Tinder, Bumble.
Do you want to know what I was
Rumble?
On?
Is it Rumble?
The only one I was
Bumble?
Ever on.
Rumble.
The only one I was ever on was the Facebook dating app.
Oh.
And I got a lot of.
That sounds like.
What's the Christian one? What's that one called?
Oh, Christian Mingle.
Yeah. Plenty of fish.
Farmers only.
Farmers only. That's it. What about the trucker one? You were going to do a trucker
get
one.
Trucked.
Oh, yeah.
That
was get trucked. I'm still looking for investors.
Trucker dating app. I will give you $20 towards your
app.
There's
t-shirts now. You can get it on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's get as far trucked. As that app is getting is the merch.
Yeah. Listen.
Well, I think it's interesting. Thank you for sharing with all of us.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All the makeup stuff.
God. Oh, Zoe's hospital.
It's actually really interesting. Yeah.
What other questions do you have for women?
I find it fascinating that you like do makeup for yourself to make yourself feel better, and then you don't even leave the house. That's just like a thing that you're doing for fun.
Well, it's kind of like a self-care sort of thing. Yeah. Like, you know, like you take a shower to make yourself feel better. You kind of like, it's like
it can
a
be very
pampering.
Meditative.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Very meditative.
I would never even have thought of that as a thing.
Because when you take time to just do something for yourself, you feel better, I think.
When you no longer look like the girl from The Ring that pulled herself out of the well, you just feel better.
Yes.
You just feel better.
That's good. I like that. Are there any other Hollywood celebrity people that you think are just like need help?
Bill probably needs all help of them. Finding a new girlfriend.
Are there any guys that wear makeup?
Would
Chalamet have makeup on the red carpet?
Yep.
I think a lot of
how do they do that? Is it all the shininess? They're just trying to get rid
of
the shininess?
Well, sometimes blush. They do eye stuff. It can be for guys that don't want to look like
blush?
They're wearing makeup.
Really?
It's probably like very subtle. Yeah.
So it's like the minimum amount of makeup because they put on makeup when they're on TV.
Yeah. Most people have like somebody.
So they will wear makeup on the red carpet. So everybody's wearing makeup.
Well, like movie makeup too. Like guys always have
something. And stage makeup. Like when I was in show choir, the guys wore makeup too.
Yeah.
It was just to like accentuate your features.
Right.
Which is essentially. So
wait, are you saying the guy from Nosferatu, that's not what he looks like?
I love
like
Bill Skarsgård.
They put makeup on him to make him look different?
Have you seen Bill
what?
Just the lightest, just the lightest powder.
To contour.
The light, just the lightest
you know,
powder.
I did notice he had wings too. What was he saying?
Crazy no style. Crazy
that's
style.
That's the first Eggers movie I've liked. I didn't like the White
you
Lighthouse.
You liked The Witch.
I did like The Witch. Wow.
I hate that movie.
Actually, I know everything about you.
I hate any The Witch.
You know where I live. That's
I do know where you live.
Creepy.
It's
I know where you live.
I moved since then. I've moved.
I see your
reason.
Car is the problem.
He moved for
since Zoe drove by my house multiple
and
times
honked
and
waved.
Honked
Hi,
and waved.
Greg!
I was sitting on my porch
Are
at 2 a.m.
Are you ready for the podcast tomorrow? I guess
moved.
Today because it's 2 a.m.
2 a.m. Why are you on my porch?
How do you
might as well stay here until we can go together?
I'm gonna sleep out here.
Then she usurped your authority and took over the.
you can do it. You can do it.
You go,
You're
girl.
Be the host.
You're a boss girl.
Host with a big H.
Hostess.
She's the host with capital H.
That's
and
right.
And I just show up and talk. It's great. And I hit record.
Because I can't be trusted to hit record.
It was great. Thanks for everybody for joining us on the Village Idiots podcast, sponsored by
McDonald's.
McDonald's. You're loving
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It.
I'm no, Effie.
Were you in show choir?
Yes.
That was great.
Thank you.
You should sing more.
Oh, no.
No, that was good. She hit all the notes in the right order. That was cool.
Uh-huh. I don't know if you realize what I said.
Nope, Abby said.
I'm loving it?
No.
It got lost in the sauce.
It's going to have to be bleeped.
I'm probably going to have to cut out Bree singing because Abby's back here. Abby!
Oh, no. Wait,
do it again.
How's the song from McDonald's go? What's it like?
Oh, gosh. Now I'm on the spot.
Yeah, I'm not gonna, I won't look at you.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
There we go.
And what's the song from Wicked that I don't remember the name of it? Is it popular? What is it?
Popular.
You're gonna be popular.
That's my line.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Hello, that's why we moved studios.
Wait, is that the downstairs
part? Like, what?
Is that
that's
the
why
part
we
she,
moved
like,
studios.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And she's like,
we got too many complaints at the old studio, so we had to move here. And
you're
I'm like,
wrong.
Either Zoe doesn't sing or we move studios.
Perfect person.
29 seconds, no more, and then I have to cut it out.
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. This is just the beginning. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know. We'll be back every Wednesday with more stories, event sneak peeks, interviews with business owners, and updates you won't want to miss.